Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. It's getting kind of ridiculous at the gas pump. Prices up 50 cents a gallon since January. We'll have the Journal's energy reporter on the line in a moment to sort it all out. First, these money and market stories you should know. The Wall Street Journal has learned the prices of a lot of things are about to get cheaper at Whole Foods. Amazon is planning to cut prices on hundreds of items at the grocery chain that it owns in hopes of changing the chain's high-cost image, with some people sarcastically referring to the company as Whole Paycheck. Prices on more than 500 items are set to drop at Whole Foods stores across the U.S. on Wednesday, and more will be added to that list. The products range from sliced salami to popcorn to cod fillets. Some Whole Foods employees are scheduled to work overnight Tuesday and early morning shifts on Wednesday to switch out price tags to reflect the new prices, and the cuts are expected to last at least through the end of the year. You can chalk it up to bad weather or maybe even worry over the fourth quarter stock market drop. Retail sales fell 0.2% in February. Consumers spent more on vehicles, but they spent less in several other major categories, like furniture, electronics, building materials, groceries, and clothing. Now, if people were stuck inside because of the bad weather, that might explain sales at so-called non-store retailers. That's a category that includes internet merchants such as Amazon. Well, they were up 0.9% in February compared to a month ago, and up 10% compared to a year ago. And Bitcoin moved above $4,100 on Monday, and it's closing in on its high mark for 2019. The world's largest digital currency was trading Monday at about $4,140, moving closer to the $4,200 level. That's seen as a significant point by investors. We usually see gas prices rise at this time of the year, but not by this much. The average price at the pump is up 28 cents around the country from a month ago, and 50 cents higher since January. We've got Wall Street Journal energy reporter Dan Malinsky on the line to help explain the steep rise in prices to us. So Dan, usually refiners changing over to different grades of fuel for the summer push prices a bit higher this time of year, but there seems to be a lot more at work this time.
I think perhaps one of the biggest reasons for the hike in gasoline prices so far this year is maybe oil prices themselves, which are a big part of gasoline prices. And so they've seen the biggest January to March increase in a decade. Oil prices rose 32%. And so that alone, because oil is such a huge part of, you know, the components of gasoline, that alone pushed prices up. But you also have these other factors. There was flooding in the Midwest that made it difficult for ethanol to be distributed and produced. And ethanol is now a part of gasoline. And so that is also impacting prices, not so much nationwide, but it did impact them on the West Coast and the Southwest.
And then we've got some geopolitical things at work here, namely in Venezuela.
Yeah, precisely. And that is having an impact on gasoline prices in two ways. So first of all, it is impacting U.S. refineries. U.S. refineries have slowly been reducing the amount of Venezuelan crude they import over the past 5 to 10 years. I mean, as the Venezuela situation has gotten more difficult, they've slowly reduced the amount they use, and they've searched out other sources like Canada and Colombia and other countries to get their oil from. But nonetheless, they were still bringing in Venezuelan crude until these U.S. sanctions kicked in that President Trump announced about 3 months or so ago. And those made it essentially illegal for U.S. refiners to bring in Venezuelan crude, which tended to be the cheapest way they could get crude for the country, for the companies that were using it, primarily Citgo, which was a Venezuelan-owned company. So they now have had to go to Canada and other countries to get their oil to refine, and that makes it a little more expensive. It can impact a bit of the supplies, and that's just one more impact on prices.
You know, you mentioned the sanctions put in place by President Trump. Well, he's also been very vocal about these price increases and voiced his displeasure toward OPEC.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, people have pointed out that kind of difference, that the sanctions he imposed on Venezuela have had an impact on raising oil prices, yet he's complaining to OPEC that they should be pumping more oil to reduce oil prices and in turn then reduce gasoline prices for U.S. consumers. And so there can be an argument that President Trump is pushing up prices through the U.S. sanctions and then wanting OPEC to push them down again. And so it's a bit of a back and forth. We'll see what happens over the next few weeks and months if oil prices and gasoline prices continue to rise. And they have today already. They've hit a new four-month high, oil prices did. So we could definitely see gasoline prices going up again as well.
And as you write in your Wall Street Journal article, gas prices could get even more volatile toward the end of the year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a new regulation going into effect, a worldwide regulation known as IMO 2020. And it basically forces shipping companies, so these huge tankers and cargo ships, to use fuel that doesn't use as much sulfur in the fuel. And so that the type of fuel they use is called bunker fuel. And it's almost like a residue of crude oil. It's kind of the bottom of the barrel, thick stuff that after we make gasoline and everything from crude oil, this is used in the ships. But they carried a lot of sulfur, and sulfur is bad for the environment. It can cause acid rain, some other problems as well. And so this new regulation forces bunker fuel to have only 0.5% sulfur as opposed to the current 3.5%, and that kicks in at the end of this year. And so that's going to force refineries to change the way they refine their oil or where they're sourcing their oil to get lighter products from what was their heavier product slate. And that, you know, some analysts are saying could certainly push prices up again. And so they're not sure exactly what impact it's going to have, but they say it's going to definitely make things more volatile as refiners kind of get around this these new regulations.
And with regard to the higher prices, drivers so far seem pretty undeterred by them.
So far, yeah. I think, you know, I talked to some just random drivers out in the street, and what a lot of them told me was, look, you know, I just don't even look at gas prices anymore. And I understand that as a driver myself. I mean, the idea of prices going from $2.20 average a gallon to $2.50 a gallon, somehow it just doesn't seem like it matters that much when you can remember prices being $4 a gallon or $5 a gallon. But nonetheless, I don't drive much, and the drivers I spoke to hadn't, you know, they're not driving much either. And so people that drive more often, maybe for their work or businesses that are constantly driving around, I don't know, Domino's Pizza or truck drivers, they, of course, are impacted by these higher prices. And we have seen prices go up, you know, 20, 30, 40% in the past few months. And so that could obviously have a big impact for people who do use a lot more gasoline and diesel and stuff.
Are there any factors out there, anything on the geopolitical stage that we could see could bring gas prices down sometime in the future?
A lot depends on oil prices, and so that would be OPEC. So OPEC is having another meeting in June, and that would be the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, the major oil producers in the world, such as Saudi Arabia and other Middle Eastern nations, as well as Russia. They're in this new group, the OPEC Plus group, they call it. And they're meeting in June, and they have been cutting production, because remember, oil prices and gas prices fell sharply at the end of 2018, last year, and that led OPEC to start cutting production in an effort to reduce supplies and bring prices higher. Well, now here we are 3 months later, and it's almost the opposite problem, that now prices are going higher and supplies are tightening. And so what are they going to do? In June, will they decide, okay, we've done enough and we're going to start pumping more oil? If they do that, then certainly prices could come down as supplies once again bulk up. But it all depends on what they decide on. Obviously, countries like Russia and Saudi Arabia, they want to pump oil, but they also want to keep prices high. And so, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what they decide to do and what President Trump may want them to do as well.
All right. Well, I'm sure the motoring public keeping their collective fingers crossed on that one. That is Wall Street Journal energy reporter Dan Malinsky joining us on the line from Ennis, Texas. Dan, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.